Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dion and Christopher visited Ranveer at the hospital and he revealed that he was tested HIV positive 2 years ago but never got on treatment for fear of people knowing. Sydney phoned Rachel and threatened to kill her if she didn't return to him. He promised, as he has always done before, not to abuse her again, but she adamantly refused. We now join Maria and Annie in the yard with Mary.
Come, Mary. Let's do some ABCs. Where are you going? Come!
Looks like she wants to play now, Maria.
Annie, see how she loves to run around in the yard?
It's so nice and cool out here under the tree.
Yes. I try to do numbers and letters with her every day. By the time she's ready to go to nursery school, I want her to know how to read.
That's good.
I only want good things for Mary.
She shouldn't have to suffer. I wish no child would ever suffer in this world.
Me too. It's sad that there's evil people who harm children.
Yeah. Look what happened to you.
And you?
I don't want to think about that.
I understand.
I just wish I could go back to school, you know. Like, I want to learn how to read and write properly. And eventually, maybe I can become a nurse or a teacher like you want to do.
You can do anything you want, Annie.
But look how long I am being to school. I have so much catching up to do.
I could help you until you're able to go back. Just like I work with Mary every day, I can help you.
I would really like that.
Okay.
Thanks, Maria.
It's good practice for me too, for when I go off to teacher's training college.
Maria, Annie, yeah, don't move.
What happened, Mommy?
There's a big snake hanging over your head from the tree.
Don't move.
Snake?
Mommy, you serious?
Hi. All Fool's Day.
Kind of a lame joke.
So now I am lame?
Not you, the joke.
Okay. I just wanted to catch you at least one time today. What are you girls up to?
I was doing ABCs with Mary, but she ran off to play.
Let my grandchild play.
And besides, today is a nice school day and we could keep an eye on her.
Yes, it is.
How are you feeling today, Annie?
Every day I'm here, I am feeling a little better, Miss Keto.
She wants to go back to school, Mommy. I promised to help her, but she needs to be back in school.
How long since you've been to school, Annie?
I would always start and stop.
Oh.
It's been about 2 years since I went.
2 years?
Yeah.
How can you be kept out of school for so long?
The school is far from my village, and my parents don't have money for me to go all the time.
Oh.
Plus, I had to help with the younger children.
But that is not fair to you or your future, Annie.
I wish I could go back to school when it opens back.
Listen, you could go to school while you're staying with us.
Really, Miss Keita?
Yes. I could talk to the headmistress and Maria's old uniforms could fit you, I'm sure.
Yes, they will fit her. And most of them are in good condition. Plus, my old school bag, she can use too.
We'll just have to buy some books and pens and so.
Thank you so much, Miss Keita. I really appreciate what you are doing for me.
But I will have to talk to your parents.
No, you can't call them.
They need to know what's going on with you.
But if they know where I am, they will come and take me back to the village. I can't go back. I can't go back.
All right. It's okay, Annie. Look how you're trembling.
Mommy, you know Annie has been through a lot. Please don't call her parents. It won't be good for her.
At some point, I will have to talk to them. It is the responsible thing to do.
Bad things will continue to happen to her if she goes back to that village.
If I go back, I don't know if I will survive.
Don't cry, Annie. I'm not going to call your parents now.
Thank you, Miss Keita.
I will need to know what happened to you, though. I'm not going to force you to tell me, but I have to understand the whole situation. I could get in trouble for having you here because you're still underage.
I don't want to get you in any trouble.
Mommy, this is the best thing for her right now. Trust me.
Okay. For now, we will work on getting you back to school, okay?
Thank you. I can't wait to go back.
I will help you as much as I can.
I am so grateful for your help. You have saved my life.
Oh gosh, Christopher, it's good to be home.
Deanne, I just want to shower and hit my bed. What a long day.
Hospital running didn't easy. But it was so good to see Ranveer getting better every day, eh?
That's the rewarding part of it.
I need to eat, hungry like a dog. Let me see what we got in this fridge.
I can just eat utensil with cheese. I just need to sleep. Who the? You expecting anybody, Deanne?
No. You?
No. I hope it's not a junkie with us being in front of the building follow we up, hey? Because he can get just what he looking for tonight. I ain't in the mood. Who is it?
Santa Claus.
Who?
Robin, what's your problem?
You opened the door though.
It's nice seeing you, my friend.
Mwah. Wait, like you put on a little weight, me child?
10 pounds or so. I look good, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I was in the neighborhood and I said, let me stop in and check on y'all.
We just come in.
So late?
Remember we friend in the hospital?
Oh, yes.
We visit every afternoon.
It's fatiguing, but he getting a little better every day. Hopefully they're going to discharge him soon.
What happened to him? In the WhatsApp group, y'all only say he's sick?
Well, at first we didn't know what the issue was.
But he told us.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't know him. But I still won't divulge his personal information without his consent.
It's okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
You want something to drink, love? We got juice and water.
Juice, thanks.
Coming up.
I was about to take a shower. But it's so long we can catch up in person, Robin.
Yeah.
How about you?
Things good with me and me husband. Can't complain.
Oh, the girl. The man got you putting on weight. Smiling from ear to ear. All kind of thing.
When you are loved right, it's a beautiful thing.
As long as one day he and Tegalot he thoughts to revert to his old ways.
Nah.
Here you go, love.
Thanks, Deanne.
So much for sticking with the HIV treatment?
Yes, we're both undetectable, so we want to talk to the doctor about trying for a baby.
Wow, that is big, Robin.
I know.
I hope it happens for you. You deserve all the happiness.
Thanks, Dion. But enough about me. How y'all coping?
Girl, what we gonna tell you? The usual?
I get to the point where I gonna need a car. Walking on the road, catching bus or taxi is not for me anymore.
Why? What happened?
I try not to let what people say to us get to me. But I don't know. Going and seeing my friend in the hospital every day, it gets into me.
Dealing with some nonsense at the hospital. You could imagine 4 days we go there, these people teasing me and calling me all kind of derogatory names.
What?
It stopped after I did a fine musing in the culprits.
Wow. Imagine that we're living in a time where people are more aware and got more knowledge, but you still got to face abuse.
It's like these people want forced to live in the dark. I consider myself a strong person, but trust me, sometimes these things just get to you.
It's time people stop discriminating. I know what is it to be discriminated against as a sex worker, but I will never know what it's like to walk in your shoes.
I know them people who's got plenty to say about gays and what's not. None of them got plenty bones hiding in the closet. Some of them need to come out of the closet.
Facts.
Look, I tired. Don't get me started tonight.
I think if they amend the laws, we might see some change.
Imagine a law in place that targets what a particular group of people do in their private lives. It's like before we even know we self, we condemned.
But it's not only the laws, religious beliefs come into play too.
But we ain't supposed to judge each other, right?
And if I'm a sinner, let me answer. None of us are without sin.
Exactly.
Look, when I sit down and study this thing, it's all kind of emotions I just feel. From hurt to anger to pain.
Yep.
Look, we can only hope that with time, you won't have to experience any kind of discrimination.
I'm not telling anybody to love me or agree with my lifestyle. I just don't want to be a constant target. I want to walk the road in peace. I don't want to feel threatened. I don't want to feel like if the police could lock me up for being myself.
Exactly. Even though cross-dressing was removed as a criminal offense and I live my life as a trans woman, I still feel like I have to constantly look over my shoulder.
Wow.
I don't want to have to feel. I have to hide who I am because I'm among certain people. Too many of us suffer because we have to hide.
Look at Ranveer.
Buddy?
Hey, group hug, man.
See my friend in the hospital bed and knowing that it's because of society he didn't feel like he could openly be himself. To know that silence and secrecy destroy so many of us.
You're not alone in this.
Even though we know that, sometimes it still feels like a lonely road.
Just let the people who love you surround you with that love. Just let the angels you know are watching over you continue to keep watch. You're not alone in this. I promise you that.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Stigma and discrimination. Scourge of our nation. Murundoy Street Theater with a brand new creation.
Murundoy in the house, baby. Look.
It's still my name. It's the same as hate.
Yep.
It could be your sister. It could be your brother. All alone. And out in the cold, Murundoy is here.
We here.
With a word to share.
HIV is here. God, we living in fear. Let's fight the stigma by showing we care.
Yeah.
Live, love, respect each other.
That's right.
Show the same love we would to our mothers. Come one, come all, and play your part. Show real love is the way to start.
Uh-huh.
Stigma and discrimination, the scourge of our nation.
Don't despair.